91X News.
It's minus two and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. If you're driving to work tomorrow, it might not be a fun drive. Environment Canada says travelers should be prepared for the possibility of hazardous winter driving conditions across southern Ontario tomorrow. Forecasters say a low-pressure system from Colorado will move across southern Ontario into southern Quebec tomorrow. It could bring rain, wet snow, freezing rain, and ice pellets to the area along its path. The first day of pre-trial motions in the first-degree murder trial related to the death of an 8-year-old Ontario girl took about an hour today. Colin Perkle of the Canadian Press says it was a trying day for the father of Victoria Stafford.
Rodney Stafford said he was upset at coming face-to-face again with the accused man in this particular case.
Rodney Stafford says he'll try to be at the courthouse each day. A woman accused of killing her three daughters and her husband's first wife is comparing the Crown's version of events to bedtime stories. Tuba Yaya, the husband and their father and their son, have all pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder. The bodies were found in June 2009 in a car at the bottom of a canal in Kingston, Ontario. The Crown argues they were killed to preserve the family's honor. An editorial in the Canadian Medical Association Journal says some immigrants are choosing to abort female fetuses because of a preference for sons. Dr. Rajendra Kale is calling on the government to prohibit disclosure of the sex of a fetus until after 30 weeks of pregnancy to combat the practice. He calls it a small but repugnant problem that is evil and devalues women and cannot be ignored. WestJet is looking at launching a new short-haul regional airline as soon as next year. The airline would use a fleet of about 40 smaller turboprop planes to service smaller communities. National Bank financial analyst Cameron Dorkson thinks a regional airline with WestJet's cost structure and culture of efficiency would be very competitive. Some of the passengers of an Italian cruise ship that capsized Friday night say the crews didn't give them much direction. But at a news conference, the CEO of the company, Pierluigi Fauci, says the crew followed the rules.
They behave according to policy procedures on the evacuation procedures, obviously in consideration to the very serious incident that happened and the ship's condition at the time the evacuation started.
The ship's captain is under investigation for suspected manslaughter, and there are allegations he has abandoned ship before the passengers were safe. Six bodies have been recovered so far, and 16 people are missing. Rating agency Standard & Poor's says it has downgraded the creditworthiness of the Eurozone's bailout fund by one notch to AA. The downgrade, which follows rating cuts for AAA-rated France and Austria, could hurt the European Financial Stability Facility's ability to raise cheap bailout money. While most Euro countries guarantee the bonds issued by the EFSF, its rating depends on the AAA countries. The remaining four do not make up enough guarantees to secure the fund's $440 million Canadian lending capacity. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
In lunchtime puck action, Matt Halichuk potted his 10th of the year to help the Nashville Predators go up 3-0 at the end of the first period against the New York Islanders. Ottawa hosts Winnipeg later tonight. There are four other games today as well. In afternoon hoops, the Orlando Magic and New York Knicks are going back and forth midway through the second, while Maurice Spice has the Grizzlies up against D. Rose and the first-place Bulls currently in the second quarter. Nine games are also slated for Martin Luther King Day, with the Toronto Raptors in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Windsor and Plymouth are about to hit the ice in the only OHL game today. In tennis, the Australia Open is finally underway. Graham Agars has the details on the start and the status of second seed Rafael Nadal.
A freak knee injury the day before the tournament almost ended Rafael Nadal's Australian Open hopes before they even began. His knee locked solid while sitting on a hotel chair, and only overnight treatment allowed him to play his opening match, where he posted a surprising straight sets win over Alex Kuznetsov. The American trio of Marty Fish, Sam Querrey and John Isner joined Nadal in the second round with straight set wins of their own, as did Roger Federer. Graham Agars, Melbourne.
Former Argentina soccer star Diego Maradona has left a private hospital in Dubai after undergoing surgery to remove kidney stones. Maradona is coaching a soccer team in Dubai, and the club says he will take a day to recover, but is expected to return to work Wednesday. The squad doesn't play its next game until next Monday. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy, a high of plus 2. Tonight, cloudy. Rain mixed with wet snow beginning early this evening. Risk of freezing rain. Rainfall amount 5 to 10 millimeters. A low of 0. Tuesday, rain mixed with wet snow changing to a few flurries in the evening. Risk of freezing rain in the morning. Rainfall amount 10 to 15 millimeters. And a high of plus 4. It's minus 2 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.